December 28. Glory is the goal. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Romans 5:2. Seeing the glory of God is our ultimate hope. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Romans 5:2. God will present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy. Jude 1:24. He will make known the riches of His glory for the vessels of mercy which He has prepared beforehand for glory. Romans 9:23. He calls you into His own kingdom and glory. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. Our blessed hope is the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. Jesus, in all His person and work, is the incarnation of the ultimate revelation of the glory of God. He is the radiance of the glory of God in the exact imprint of His nature. Hebrews 1:3. Father, I desire that they may be with me where I am to see my glory, Jesus prays in John 17:24. So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker of the glory that is going to be revealed, 1 Peter 5:1. The creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God, Romans 8:21. We impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory, 1 Corinthians 2:7. This light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, 2 Corinthians 4:17. Those whom He justified, He also glorified, Romans 8:30. Seeing and sharing in God's glory is our ultimate hope through the gospel of Christ. Such a hope that is really known and treasured has a huge and decisive effect on our present values and choices and actions. Get to know the glory of God. Study the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Study the glory of the world that reveals the glory of God and the glory of the gospel that reveals the glory of Christ. Treasure the glory of God in all things and above all things. Study your own soul to know how to make the glories of the world collapse like the pagan idol Dagon in 1 Samuel 5:4. Let the glories that distract you from the glory of God shatter in pitiful pieces on the floor of the world's temples. Treasure the glory of God above all this world.